a party to you.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Hold on to your butts.
What's up, heroes, and welcome to the Stephen Corson Show, where we discuss financial strategies, habits, and mindset to get you to your first 100K and then get you to your first million, all in the pursuit of true wealth and modern freedom. Figured out why people are not doing things that are important to them. They're dreaming too big and they're not starting small enough. So what I am finding that is working really well for me, specifically over the past 2 years, is the fact that whenever I set a goal for myself and I'm like, this is something I want to accomplish by the end of the month, or I'm trying to get this result or whatever the case may be, I break it down into steps to get started that are so small that I would be embarrassed if I couldn't do this in 30 minutes. So I want you to think about that. If there is something you're ready to start that diet, you're ready to change up your workout routine, or maybe to even get started with one, you want to start working on your marriage, or maybe you want to, you know, do something different with your job or start a side hustle, whatever it is, pick your thing, right? If it's something that's important and it needs to get done, I want you to figure out something that is so simple, something that is so easy for you to do that it can be done in 30 minutes or less. And the reason that I think that this is so important, and one of the things that's been such a huge lifestyle shift for me, is because too many times people go, okay, I want to go run a marathon. And then the first thing that they think is, okay, I'm going to start by running, you know, 3 miles every day this week. And that's where I'm going to begin. Well, when you haven't been running and you're kind of out of shape and, you know, you want to do this marathon and all this other stuff, you don't just go and start with 3 miles a day. You don't even go and just start with a mile a day. Okay. What you need to do is you need to go, I need new running shoes. I need to make sure that I have the right equipment. Okay. I need to make sure that I have accountability. Those are the first steps. You can do that in 30 minutes. You can get on Amazon, pick out some shoes, drive to a store real quick, pick out a pair of shoes. And then while you're on your way, get your phone out, text a friend and say, hey, just so you know, I'm going to start running. Can you ask me in a week and see how many miles that I've done? Okay. That's your first step, is that whenever you're getting ready to prepare for that marathon. Okay. If your marriage is on the rocks and you're going, you know, I've really been neglecting this, we need to work on some stuff, instead of like just jumping into all these different fixes and sitting down and doing all this stuff. And I can talk about this because I've done this in so many different areas of my life and I've failed because of it. Because you're trying to swallow the ocean. You're taking on way too much in the beginning. It's like, just start with something really small and then do something really small every single day. 30 minutes or less. Fine. You're working on your marriage. Okay. Well, go, what's my spouse's love language? Okay. She really likes acts of service. Okay. Well, what's something that I could do for her that I haven't been doing recently? Oh, she's been asking me to make sure that the bed's made in the morning and to load the dishwasher. Okay. Without being prompted, I'm just going to do that. I'm going to put a timer on my phone or a little reminder, and it's going to pop up every day for the next week. And I'm going to start there. And then the next week, I'm going to add on to that. And I'm going to ask her if there's something specific that I can be doing for her in different things like that. Those are the baby steps that we start to build up, instead of just being like, okay, I'm going to sign us up for counseling and couples therapy. And then, you know, you can do this for me. And then we're going to do date nights. And then we're going to do this. And I mean, listen, all that stuff's great. You should do all those things if your marriage is on the rocks and you need to work on it and improve. But it doesn't mean that's where you have to start. You can start with something really small that takes 30 minutes or less. All right. You want to start your own business, side hustle, whatever the case is. Okay. Don't make your first step, all right, I need to go out and I need to buy a website URL and I need to get logos created and, you know, strategy, and I need to start the socials and I'm going to start posting every day. This is what people do. It's ridiculous. This is what is going through people's head. I would know. I work with people every single day on this stuff. And these are the things that when we're building out our strategies for the objectives that we want to attain in our life, this is what they're coming up with. And I'm like, okay, that's great. That's all down the line stuff. What's something you can do right now? Okay. Well, I could do that. Small, 30 minutes step. It's okay. All right. We're going to start. It just gradually getting at this. Okay. Little by little, every single day. All right. So instead of doing all that, why don't you just figure out what problem are you trying to fix? Okay. Well, that's great. You want to do business names and logos and websites, all that other stuff. Let's just start with this. Can you very simply tell me what problem you're going to fix? Okay. Your neighborhood really needs some dog walkers. All right. That's awesome. All right. So now that you know that there's a big need for dog walking in your neighborhood, and that's something that you're just really good at, you love dogs and you're really good at walking. Okay. So we've got the skill sets to do it. How are we going to let people know about that? Okay. This is very simple. We're just very simple things. And we've written all that down. Okay. Awesome. Can you go set up a Facebook page? Oh yeah, I can do that. Can you go make sure that, you know, you have the paperwork filed for a business so you're protected? Oh yeah, no, I can do it. These things literally will take you 30 minutes a day. In a week, if you just worked on something like that for 30 minutes, you would literally have your business set up. So, and again, I'm not saying all businesses are that simple or anything like that, but I think you get what I'm saying. I know people who are working at jobs they can't stand, or people who need extra money, who have time on the weekends, who have been talking about starting a business or a side hustle for months with me. They've been talking about it for months. They have made zero progress. They've got all the plans in the world and they still haven't done anything. Okay. A lot of this just comes down to it's planning porn, to be honest with you. That's what this is. Do you struggle with planning porn? Are you constantly making plans? Are you watching YouTube videos on how to do this one thing that you really want to do? Do you constantly dream and fantasize about, oh, how your life would be better if you were actually doing these things? Maybe you've even written out outlines, and some people I know have even gone to conferences about that one thing that they were going to do, and oh, I'm going to get started on this, and they just don't start. Okay. Why? Why don't they just start? Because that first step is just too big. It's just too big. You're not going to go run that marathon by starting off with a 5K the next day. Okay. Go buy the tennis shoes. Go get an accountability partner. That's your day one. That's your first step. If you cannot complete your first step to something that's truly important to you in 30 minutes that day, and then the next step the next day, same thing, can't be done in 30 minutes. And then the same thing the next day, can't be done in 30 minutes. It's too complicated. It's too difficult. Stop dreaming so big and start doing small. When you do that, you are going to make much more consistent, disciplined decisions that is ultimately going to lead you to make way more progress than just staring up at the peak of the mountain that you want to climb and going, all right, I'm going to get there someday. Nobody climbs a mountain staring at the peak the entire time. They glance up there once a day, and the rest of the time they're focused on just, where's my next foot going? Where's my next step? Where's my next foothold? That's what they're focused on, okay? So treat whatever it is you're trying to tackle the exact same way. Start small and get going.